Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Baseball is going to outlaw pretty much spitting and hugs and showering on site. I was just reading a story about baseball and what they were going to do when, if they get to come back in that order. Because they probably are going to come back and play, but with rules. A couple of things are, like when I was a kid, I guess I played ball up until I graduated high school, was you show up to the game with your uniform on. In baseball, they're going to do that. Like, you don't change.
No,
there's no showering in the locker room. It's you kind of show up like you're 12 again.
Mm.
And then, and they're also going to do, but they get an orange slice party like they're six.
Like when
if they
used
win.
To. With Capri Sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just a lot of things. You know, baseball is going to have new rules to protect against the spread of COVID-19, including no high fives, no fist bumps, no hugs, no spitting, tobacco use, no chewing sunflower seeds. They were also planning to process around 10,000 corona tests per week. So, you know, the first person who does it is going to kind of set the standard for everybody else that does it, too.
Yeah.
I was watching some soccer in, I don't know, Germany, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's...
And they do elbows. So they go out and elbow each other.
Yeah.
I was listening to Mark Cuban talk, and he was talking about his suggestion for basketball, and what he thinks is they'll probably get started back in July, lock them all in Vegas hotels, play 20, 30 games of the season, because they don't want to just go back to the playoffs. And he referenced the Michael Jordan documentary where Jordan hops in with no... just going and was tired in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they said, well, let them get their legs back. And then if you're eliminated, no, you go home. It's kind of like Eliminator style. And then as you get eliminated in the playoffs, you go home. But you stay basically quarantined in the Vegas hotels.
Sounds like a cool idea, but we'll see.
Especially at first. But better than not.
Yeah.
And if you're a ball player, you'll get paid. But it's, you got to stay in there for like 9 weeks. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that baseball list, did they get rid of butt slapping too? Because they do that a lot.
I hope
baseball.
Not.
They overdo the butt slap.
It's a tradition. Aren't you one of those tradition guys?
Like, I think sometimes the coaches, when they're done with the pitcher, they just like to slap them on the butt. Like, all right, good job, son.
As long as they can grab the crotch, I feel pretty good about this. As long as they don't outlaw the crotch grab. But yeah, it's people are going to do things to make sure. And again, is it overboard a little bit? Probably a little bit, but you'd rather be overboard than underboard.
Yeah.
You have to think about that when people are putting out new restrictions. You would much rather them be way overboard than underboard even a little bit. So, you know, let's respect that people should be overly concerned, even if it's not overly concerning. Because overboard's okay. Underboard is not, because then people get sick and,
you
have some folks die. But I would love for baseball to be back, and they probably will be. You know, I saw the story in Korea where they were putting those the dolls in the stands, and some of them were sex dolls.
I didn't see that.
And the news found them, and they were like, some of those people, because they look like humans.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what, we're going to promise we're not going to put any more sex dolls in the stands.
Crazy.
They weren't all sex dolls, because those things are expensive.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so I heard. And so, but yeah, it's... But it's pretty exciting, kind of getting back to sports. I was doing an interview with a college football podcast, and they were asking what I thought about college football if it would get back. And what the crap do I know? But
yeah, you have an opinion, I'm sure.
I don't know that I have an opinion. My opinion is I would like to see them play,
yes.
But I don't think they will on time. And I don't think college is going to play without the fans. They may have less fans and split fans, but I don't think they're going to go off at the same time. Because again, if you're going to have people, they need to be on campus at school. And if you have a few schools that aren't on campus, they're pretty much, if they're big schools, they're pretty much going to shut it down for everybody. And it takes one person having corona playing on a field, and it's all down again. So a lot of testing. I would assume they delay it, maybe even to worst case spring next year. But I think everything's going to happen. We'll get rolling. I feel good about it. And a lot of people are nervous about getting out and about again. But I think we are hopefully more wise about washing our hands and covering our face, and feel pretty good about it. Feel good about sports. The Jordan documentary was freaking amazing.
I still haven't finished it. We're, I think, at 8.
Well, then I don't want to ruin it, because there is, not spoiler, but it's like watching a historical movie.
Yeah.
And even though it happened in history, you don't want to say, because it's still the end of a movie.
Right. But what's been really weird about watching it is that my wife gets interested in it. All my kids are interested in it. We found like a PG version, because sometimes they let the bad words slip sometimes. But there is a regular PG-13 version.
There is?
Yeah, ESPN2 puts it out.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I should watch that.
Yeah, because the first one I watched, I'm like, well, I can't let my kids watch this. But then I found one. But they all love it. Wife loves it. Kids love it. So we're all in. It's pretty cool.
Wasn't it crazy Michael Jordan smoked 6 cigars a day?
Yes. Yes, he smoked a lot.
While he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand the cigar. I've never smoked anything. But the cigar, you don't inhale, right?
No, it's all about taste. And all different tobaccos taste different.
So
you kind of like suck it, keep it in your mouth, and then blow it out.
So it doesn't hurt your lungs?
Nope. But then sometimes you get mouth cancer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, some people get mouth cancer.
From cigars?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do some people, like real men, let's go to Raymundo, who tells us what's manly and what's not. Raymundo, would you ever inhale a cigar?
Well, the first time you do a cigar, you think you're supposed to inhale, and then you just start coughing up a lung. And it's something you're not obviously supposed to inhale because it just doesn't feel right. It really does burn. Hmm. It almost just smokes up your entire throat, and you're just like...
But do real men smoke them instead of puff them?
The real men puff the O's. They do the little, you can do shapes.
Smoke rings?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not about inhaling it.
Definitely don't do that.
Okay. A woman in Kentucky gave birth in a hospital parking lot last week, and her husband used a face mask to tie off the umbilical cord.
Oh.
Hmm.
See? Masks are...
Came in handy.
Multi-purpose. The people that are yelling at people, like if people go to the store, I'm just seeing viral videos. It's not happening a lot, mm-hmm. but someone gets to the store and the guy's like, hey, you can't come in without a mask. And they're like, I don't want to wear a mask. And they start fighting with each other.
It's crazy.
That store has every right to say no mask or mask. You can go to a different store.
Yeah, they have different rules.
I love capitalism. Can I say that again? I love capitalism. And if a store doesn't want your money based on you not wearing a mask, they get to pick that. They get to make less money because of you. Just go to a different store.
Yeah.
Go to the store where everybody's running around naked with no masks.
Yeah.
Hmm. Bait and tackle shops are having trouble keeping up with demand as fishing has become more popular in the social distancing area. On Friday, Kayla and I are supposed to go fishing. We got a whole trip planned.
Are you going?
If it doesn't rain.
Yeah. But you can still fish when it rains. Just wear rain gear.
Yeah, but we're not going to do that.
Okay.
We'll just go a different time.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun. Like, we're going a lot now. My kids and I are going a lot.
Yeah.
Every other day for the most part.
Raymundo has another quilt update. Raymundo, what's the latest update on my hoodie quilt?
So I talked to my mom.
It's funny how he's that song queued up. He just thought I would go back to him. Like, perfect. Go ahead.
And I've hired her. I told her that I got scammed. I got screwed. It could be hundreds of dollars I'm going to miss out on. And I said if I pay her minimum wage, she'll work as an hourly worker. And hopefully in the next month, she's going to be able to knock it out. It's a labor of love. It really is. These quilts don't just make themselves. But she has agreed. I had her sign a contract. She is going to be one of my consigners. I've hired her, and I will pay her. And hopefully I still turn a profit after I do pay her for that quilt. But it's going to be Hootie, like you said, and a big old blowfish on that boy.
Nice. It's kind of like a bootleg Hootie and the blowfish.
No, she's from, that's her era. So she said she knows the designs. She really knows the look we're going for. And I said, that's what you wanted.
It's her era. It's the 90s. That's my era.
Yeah.
How old's your mom?
60.
Okay, that's not her era.
But she said she knows Hootie. Is what she, so maybe it wasn't her era, but she's familiar with the music.
Okay, cool. By the way, you guys can call us. We'd love to hear your questions about things we talk about on the show, what segments you like and don't like. Just call 877-77-BOBBY. If you're watching this on Facebook right now, the voice line is ready for you right now. 877-77-BOBBY. My request would be, what do you want us to talk about more? That could be one thing. What's a question you have for the show that you feel like doesn't get answered? That could be two. You can talk about who in your life you'd like to celebrate for Memorial Day. If somebody, died in your family that you would like for us to acknowledge and respect, leave a message about that. There's just so much that line can do. We encourage you to hop on and take part. It's 877-77-BOBBY. Kind of getting ready for the Memorial Day show that's happening on Monday that we're going to do here. Okay, I think that's it. I really have to pee.
Oh, so we should wrap up?
And I have not peed at all. I don't leave the studio even before Corona, but now I especially don't leave. But I do have to pee, so... Oh, there I went. Okay, I'm good. All right.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah.
On to the...
There you go. We're good. Let's keep talking.
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Enjoy. We have a good show today. Enjoy it. Tomorrow, John Taffer from Bar Rescue and Brothers Osborne will be on tomorrow. Hope you check that out. Bye, everybody.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
across America. Turn it up. This
is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. All right, let's do it again.
What's up, everybody?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, well, well.
Amy, what's happened in your life in the last 24 hours?
Oh, man. Well, now I'm freaking out that somebody was in my house last night because Stevenson woke up super early this morning swearing that he saw someone in our house last night with a flashlight walking around. And I thought, buddy, were you dreaming? There's no way someone's in our house. Like, we have an alarm. We would know if someone was in here. And Ben didn't say it in front of Stevenson because he didn't want to freak him out. But after Stevenson left, my husband was like, oh, whoops, I forgot to set the alarm last night. So actually, we don't know.
No.
And I was like, what? So now I don't know. I don't know. Now I don't know. So we'll see.
But mostly no one was in your house. Like, you feel like, what's a percentage? Like 95% no one was in your house?
Oh, 95%. And I told my husband to see if he could go look back and see if there's any camera footage of someone like around our house at night, but I don't know. He's probably going to do that while we're doing this, but I was a little nervous, so not going to lie. Didn't get too much rest after that. What about you? What's been going on with you?
Well, nothing dramatic. Yesterday, they came to pick up all the American Idol set they had sent to my house, and so the guy comes and he knocks on the door. It's just weird to have people come to the house, too, that I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah. He goes, Andy, I'm here to take the Idol equipment to the airport, because it's like a courier, right? That just, and he goes, I need 7 items. And so it's different boxes, some super heavy. It's all equipment, internet stuff, lights, phones, cameras, all kinds of stuff. And I was like, okay, well, there were 9 items. He was like, I can't take all 9, so you pick what 2 to leave back. And I'm like, no, all this is equipment. Like, I'm not keeping it. So there was a bag of stuff. So I crammed like some sort of pole in a bag, and I don't know exactly what happened, but we had it all packaged up right. My ID packaged it all up, broke it all down. But the guy was like, "I'm not," and it was his. He's doing his job, but hopefully, I don't get charged by Idol.
Yeah.
For not, but I don't know. But that happened. Not near as dramatic as someone in my house, but I did that. Just kind of reading a lot of the people after Just Sam on American Idol was. It's, you know, much like the graduations, it stinks for the graduates and the people who are missing their proms.
Oh, yeah.
Even for Jess Sam, who won American Idol, I kind of feel bad for her. She wins. She's at home. There's no one to celebrate with because she stayed in California so she wouldn't get her grandma sick in New York. And so it wasn't like she got to go fly and go be on Ryan and Kelly. She did it virtually, but again, and there are much, much bigger problems, but I was kind of feeling bad for her.
And they do a tour too, right? Like afterwards?
Sometimes they do, like a whole Idol tour, but yeah. There are nobody touring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happened with me. Just kind of getting back to. I'm in the studio today.
Love it.
Which is nice. You know, now I'm going to be here a couple days a week. So the only thing I'm really not doing up here that I would normally do is take meetings with people. I don't know where they've been. So I'm just going to come in, do the show. The show's over, go home, and then work from home. So, but yeah, I'm here. Here is a voicemail from Kelly in Massachusetts.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I just want to say that you guys are amazing. You're so positive and happy all the time. You guys seem like you're having a great time. And, like, when Bobby just busts out laughing, like on Friday's show when you were doing easy trivia and Eddie said a gazillion dollars, that was so funny. The laugh that Bobby let out was priceless. So thank you for staying positive and keeping us all happy. Have a great day. Bye.
There you go. I listen. Sometimes Eddie will tickle me like no one else.
I'm glad I made you laugh.
And he also says funny stuff too. You know what I mean?
Gazillion dollars.
Do we have a clip of that? Here's Eddie being dumb. Here you go. A million, a billion, a trillion, and blank.
Got it. Lock me in.
Go ahead.
A gazillion.
That's what I thought. Is that right? Not right?
I don't even know if that's a real number. I think it might be a cartoon number. That's not a real number.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Wow.
Because it was a million, a trillion.
And then I think you said quadrillion or something.
Then a gabillion. Right. Then
a gazillion. Then
yeah, 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 yeah. And you can also check out my super easy trivia on my Instagram. Instagram TV. Just go to my Instagram and you click the TV button. And Dirk Bentley is a guest this week. Coming up next week, it comes out Friday, Chris Jansen and Jordan Davis will be on Super Easy Trivia, the video version. You guys can call us anytime and leave us a voicemail, 877-77-BOBBY.
Here is Aideen from Connecticut.
I have a question for Amy. In the past, she's talked about how there was a possibility of adopting, I believe, Stashira had a younger sibling in Haiti, that there was just some conversation about possibly expanding her family. And I was just wondering if there's any update on that, where her head's at as far as expanding her family, and then how that might play into her looking for a new home. Thank you.
All right. It's a big question there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you thinking about expanding the family?
No, I think, well, my daughter would love for me to have a baby. We do talk about their moms in Haiti a lot. In fact, just the other night, siblings came up and Stashira was talking about her brother. I don't know. My husband and I sent an email off after the conversation because both kids, they just really are eager to find a way to communicate with their moms. And we thought, well, let's start with just checking in on them and then we'll report back. So we did send off an email and I feel like my husband would have come to me. We must not have gotten a reply yet, but it may take a little bit. And hopefully we'll just find out the status and how they're doing and how they are, and maybe they can have a relationship. But I would assume the mom is equipped and able to raise the son because she's still, I haven't heard otherwise. So that is what I would love to happen. But I guess if she needed a home, we would explore that. But I just worry about how that makes my heart immediately goes to my daughter's heart and her brain. And if she's ever struggling with, why would my mom not keep me and she has him, you know? So that's where the struggle is. But I definitely would like for them to have a relationship.
Well, the question was, are you looking to expand your family? And is that you playing into the new
Not house? At this time.
No.
Okay.
All right. Here is Bradley and Augusta.
Bobby, you're great. Show's positive. Red Moon, do I love you? Dang, man, I love the show. Amy, you're a good-looking gal. Morgan, number two, you're a great-looking gal, too. Love y'all. Bye.
All right. That sounds like a Raymundo's younger brother.
Yeah.
Just comes on screaming, yeah. Raymundo, how do you feel? You're inspiring dudes everywhere all around America.
Yeah, I like that. And it's funny. I really don't do it that much in real life. I kind of just do it on the radio. People think I just do it around Bay all the time at the house, but not really.
You know, Bay and my girlfriend hung out yesterday, huh?
Yeah, all of a sudden they got a friendship and they're almost inseparable. You say how much you hang out with her. I'm like, well, I think my fiance is hanging out with her a lot too.
Hannah in Iowa has left a voicemail. Here we go.
You guys have talked about disagreements in your household over what temperature you should keep it. But I'm wondering if you guys disagree over what you say when you're asking it to be turned up or down. So I have heard a lot of people say to turn the air up. To me, that means make it colder, but to some people, that means to make it warmer. So I'm wondering if that's ever a disagreement in your household.
No, for us, it's never a word issue. She's just like, I'm freezing. Will you do something about it? And then I just get another blanket or get her another sweatshirt. That's how we handle it. Mm-hmm. You?
We don't even talk. We don't even use words. We use our finger.
You just go up
we
and change
go over
it.
There and we change it up or we change it down. But for me, up means, yeah, turn the air up would mean take the temperature higher.
Yeah, like 71 to 72.
Right.
Yeah. All right, one more voicemail. This is about Eddie. Here we go.
Hey, Bobby. I just noticed Eddie posted something on his Instagram about Lunchbox stealing something from the break room. I already know Lunchbox is going to have all the excuses in the world, and it's not okay. He needs to return it. That's not just for, you know, grab and go for him to take. For everyone and anyone, and he needs to return that and apologize. Also, I've noticed lately Eddie has been posting a lot more on his Instagram, so thank you for that, Eddie. Keep them coming. Bye, guys.
All right, Eddie's our video producer. Eddie, what did you post on your Instagram exactly?
I posted surveillance footage of Lunchbox stealing coffee in the break room. Now, what happened, Bones, is I walked in the break room and busted him in the act. And I was like, and he was just like, hey, it's not what you think. And I'm like, I'm not asking any questions. So I walked out. But then I know who runs the cameras. So I got pictures of this, posted them, because I thought it was funny.
And then what happened?
Well, and then people are just, I mean, it's like he's caught in the act. Bones, there's no hiding it. He was stealing coffee from the break room.
Did you not see the pictures?
And I don't know why.
I did, but I didn't think it was he was legit stealing coffee. I thought maybe he was just getting something else and Eddie was being funny, accusing him of stealing coffee.
Lunchbox, what would you like to say?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Eddie paints this narrative that I did something wrong. He could have posted those pictures out of order. I could have been taking something out of my backpack and putting it in the cabinet.
Right.
But he put the pictures in reverse order and makes me look out like this thief that I, you know, oh, I'm stealing coffee. So, I mean, Eddie's trying to make me look bad.
No,
I mean,
did you steal coffee? You can keep talking, but did you steal coffee?
He could have come to me and I would say, yes, Eddie, I'm taking some coffee home for my wife.
Did you steal coffee?
No. I didn't steal it. I took some home for my wife because coffee goes bad and there's no one in the office. And I looked at the expiration date and I was like, oh, my wife needs this.
Bones, here was his excuse. He says it's called community coffee. It's for us, so it's not stealing.
Who calls it community coffee?
No, that's what it's called.
The brand? The brand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I just assume, I don't know. I don't know where he would think, like, What about the grocery store? Like, you could go to the store, right?
Well, I could, but that coffee is just going to waste. No one's using it. It's for us workers. Like, everybody that works here,
Does your wife work here?
No.
Okay. But All right.
Interesting.
He'd be good in court. This guy's good.
Most people say that sharing a sleep space or a bed has ruined their sleep quality. Which is crazy, because that's what we do. Western culture, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you sleep in the same bed, that's sharing a sleep space. I just think if it were ruining my sleep quality, I would make that uncomfortable ask of, we either need to get two smaller beds and go old school, like
Brady Bunch.
Yeah, old school, like 1960s TV style, or one of us needs to go to another room. If it was affecting sleep. My girlfriend sleeps like a rock. So I don't have to worry about it because I roll over. Apparently, I talk a little bit. I do a bunch of stuff. I watch TV till I fall asleep. And none of that bothers her because she sleeps like a rock, which is great for me. I think if she were a sensitive sleeper, she'd have trouble sleeping with me. Amy, what's you and your husband's relationship like when it comes to that stuff?
Oh, man. I would say it's normally pretty good. But gosh, this last week, we got in a big fight about it. I guess I was kicking him a lot because he was snoring a little bit. He doesn't snore a ton, but sometimes I guess if there's particular nights where he has trouble breathing, and I guess I was kicking him a lot and he didn't get great sleep. And then when he woke up in the morning, he threw off his eye mask and threw the covers and got out of bed and was all huffy puffy in a bad mood. And I was like, well, good morning to you. What's your problem? And then he's like, well, somebody was kicking me all night. And I was like, well, somebody was snoring all night. So, I mean, it was not our finest moment. We had to ask for forgiveness later. But, yeah, I still would want to – I don't want a sleep divorce.
I think it's funny that Amy tells on her husband in weird ways. She's like –
he
tore off his strawberry shortcake eye mask. And then he took off his teddy.
She just threw that in there. Very smoothly.
He peeled off his lace pajama bottoms. We're like, wait, he wears all that to sleep?
Wait, is that not cool? Is he going to be mad at me about that?
I don't think it's a big deal.
Oh, shoot. Okay, it's a really manly eye mask.
Let's ask Raymundo, man's man. Would you wear an eye mask, Raymundo?
I think the eye mask is really females. Guys don't do that. If you do, you can wrap a towel or something around your eyes.
Around your head. Okay. You would rather wrap a towel around your head.
It just looks like a female piece. I don't know if I've seen a male version of them.
Okay.
Wait, can I stand up for him just so that when this comes out, I know that I just stood up for him already. I think he got used to eye masks and earplugs after serving in the military. And when he would be overseas, he would fly at night and sleep during the day. So he got used to having to cover up sound in his ears and light from his eyes.
Raymundo, thoughts on that? Because it's,
Man's man.
Military. Well, he is a pilot, so he is the ultimate man's man, so I guess it's fine.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Good. Phew.
As long as it gets the Raymundo man check of approval.
Yeah.
They say sleeping in separate beds may seem like a step back in your relationship, but it really might be a half step back to take two steps forward, especially if you're not sleeping and it's causing fights and all of a sudden your husband's tearing off his thong and he's mad. So I would first go, why don't we, what would you do, Amy, if you had to pick two beds in the same room or sleep in different rooms?
What if I had to pick?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're gonna sleep in different rooms because I don't want because I don't want twin beds in my adult room. Like, I would still want the queen bed as an option, so if he occasionally wanted to come to my room, mm-hmm. He could. Okay. I'm assuming I still get the master.
Well, ever since I was shamed on this show for waking Caitlin up for when I'm awake, I haven't woke up at one time.
That
one
boy.
Time, I haven't been like, hey, are you up? None.
Just because you can't sleep?
You would have thought I stole from a charity. It's how people were treating me. Not only the people in this room, but people on social media, too. Yeah, but they say most people have issues with their partner when it comes to sleeping. Dang. I saw the announcement that Umbrella Academy Season 2 is coming out. I loved that show on Netflix. Amy, did you ever watch Umbrella Academy?
Yeah, I tried. I did not like that one bit.
What? It's a little superhero-y. I was into it. I love superhero stuff. I love the movies. I've never read a comic book, but it doesn't mean I wouldn't like them. But if it's a superhero, I'm into it for the most part. Mm. I don't know if I've ever seen a bad superhero movie. The first Incredible Hulk was really bad, I guess. I left that one. But I love it. But Umbrella Academy Season 2 is going to come out on July 31st. But Amy, you also didn't like that series on Amazon that I liked a lot. What's it called?
Boys.
The Boys.
The Boys, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was so bad. But
Amy was so struck by telling me how bad it was, she choked. Did you hear that? Yes.
I know. Sometimes my throat makes really weird noises. But my husband loved both of those, so I get it. Like, I know they're good. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just not into it.
Well, Tiger King is still being streamed like crazy, obviously. And I'm seeing that Carol Baskin from Tiger King is now selling Cool Cat face masks.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Carol Baskin, founder of Big Cat Rescue in Tampa, Florida, and one of the stars of Tiger King, is now selling themed face masks printed with her own catchphrase. I just feel bad for Carol Baskin. I hope people buy her masks. I don't think she's someone that I would hang out with, but I don't think she killed her husband, and I think that's the new thing. When you think of Carol Baskin, people think that now. If I could just get emotional for a second. Carol, I know you listen to the show in Tampa, Florida. We love the people of Tampa. I'm down every year in Tampa at least once. I would encourage you to come on, talk with me. Get on the air here. I know you don't do interviews, but it won't be an interview. It'll be a conversation. I have faith in you, Carol. I trust you. I believe you. Nobody else does, Carol. I'll be honest with you. You want real talk here? I don't. Most people just think that you did. I won't even say what they think you did. I don't, Carol. So, Carol, if you're a cool cat or kitten, why don't you come on the show? I'd love to talk with you. We don't even have to talk about the show. We can talk about what you did yesterday. Your kids. We can talk about cats. Whatever you want, Carol. I'd love to have you on the show. If anybody knows Carol and wants to reach out to her, tell her we say hello. Tell her we'd like to be your friend. Tell her we're extending a hand through the radio or phone, however they're listening. All right. That's all. One final story. Travelers at the Las Vegas airport now have 3 vending machines offering personal protective equipment, PPE. So you can go to the vending machine and you can buy disposable masks, reusable masks, gloves, alcohol wipes, travel size hand sanitizer. Oh, wow. A spokesperson for Las Vegas McCarran Airport said, with all the rapid changes, it's not unthinkable that someone could show up at the airport and forget one of these items. How about that?
That's cool.
It's cool. Yeah. You know, I have a friend that lives in Vegas and he was showing, because he works near one of the big casinos. When you walk in now, it's a screen and it sees your face and it tells you your temperature.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And then you get to beep, walk on through it. He had like 99.6. I'm looking at the vending machine right here. It has all that crap in it. It looks like a regular vending machine. They just wrote PPE on it in Sharpie and then put it all in the holes there.
Morgan's from Wichita, and I guess your family has a storage unit up there?
Yeah, we have a storage unit of like me and my sister's college stuff from our apartments and some of my parents' home stuff, and it got broken into.
And so how did you not get broken into, by the way? Did you go? Somebody go up to it?
No, so the storage unit called us to like let us know what happened, and it happened at like 1 a.m. Yeah, and the guy was in there for like 2 straight hours getting stuff out of it.
So then what happened?
So the next morning, they started going through the footage to try and figure out who did it. And the guy had taken like my old electric guitar that I haven't played in years, but we saw he had a guitar. And about 30 minutes later on Facebook Marketplace, my electric guitar popped up. He posted it on there. And then shortly after, he started posting everything else on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So We got most of our stuff back, but not all of it. And the guy got in trouble. But yeah, he totally like caught himself because he posted it like not even 10 hours after the fact.
Did they arrest him?
Yeah, he got arrested.
Dang.
So I don't know what's happening from all of that, but yeah, he definitely got in trouble.
Hey, Eddie, what happened in your neighborhood this week?
Oh, mine was crazy.
What happened? So,
I was coming back from the river. I had my kayaks. I was in the front yard just kind of like rinsing them off with water, and I hear a scream, a woman scream, and it was a very panicky scream, like, help me, help, do something, please. And I look, and I'm like, I have to go find out where that voice is coming from, quick. I'm barefooted. I run down the street. I find the lady. She's in front of her house, kind of hands, head in her hands, saying, I need help. And I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? She said, my daughter, she's missing. And I go, oh, my gosh. So then at that point, a bunch of other neighbors start coming up because they hear it, but I'm the first responder. So I'm like, okay, give me the information. What does she look like? And she describes the girl. Okay, she's 3 years old. She looks like this, and she's wearing red pajama pants. So I start organizing the whole neighborhood. You guys, go south. You go west. I'm hitting the woods. So we all went in different directions. 15 minutes into the search bones, cop cars show up and everything. So I'm searching, the whole neighborhood searching. At this point, the entire neighborhood is on watch. Then my wife calls, phone rings. I said, what's update? She's like, they found the girl. I was like, okay, they found her. You know where she was? In the house.
Oh!
In the closet.
You know, a couple things come to mind. First of all, Eddie, you're a real hero in that story. I don't know.
First responder.
Yeah.
How?
And how you just took charge and you're... You're splitting people up to their different parts.
Barefoot in the woods.
Yeah, and there was such vivid storytelling to your part. He was like, I'm a kayak. It was 3.2 decimals, and I went over. It's almost like you should win an award for this.
No, man. Look, I'm not a hero. Don't call me that. but you know, like when I was going over there from her scream, I was picturing the worst of the worst. Like I didn't know what I was gonna see. But thank goodness that was all and everything ended up fine, but it was scary.
Well, congratulations to you. You really show what you're made of, especially when retelling that story.
No, Bones, you would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But it also reminds me of Amy's kids when they first came here from Haiti and they went missing.
Oh, my goodness.
And Amy's running around the neighborhood doing the same thing.
Me, my husband, my dad, another friend, we split up scouring the neighborhood, some on foot. I was in my car. Yelling, couldn't find them. They didn't speak English. I thought it was probably, their first week here. And I thought police were going to find them and they were not going to be able to say where they lived, who they lived with, or their nothing in English. So they'd have to get a Creole translator. They were in the house.
Yeah.
They were hiding in the
attic.
Same thing. Yeah, I know. But
remember Bubble or Balloon Boy? He was hiding in the attic. He wasn't in that balloon. Remember we were watching that thing on the news?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Well, listen, Morgan, you got your stuff back, right?
Yeah, most of it, besides a toaster.
And Eddie, she's safe, and Amy's kids are safe. In the end, everybody's okay.
It all works out.
We're just one toaster down. Our net loss is one toaster through these three stories.
But like Eddie, I too was a first responder to my kids missing.
Yeah.
And
but they were your.
You send people. You go left. You go in the woods.
I sent my husband one direction. Yeah. You know, I was like, I got the car. We divided and conquered, and you know what? They were okay.
Eddie, you're basically America's hero today.
Oh, no, don't call me that, Bob. Right. Just
doing your job.
Just doing my job.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hawaii. A 23-year-old man from New York decided to take a vacation down to Hawaii, but they have a rule. If you come to Hawaii, you got to stay in your hotel room for 14 days or face a year in jail. He signed the paperwork. When they left, he went out to the beach, posted pictures on social media, and they arrested him.
I saw him. He was just traveling around with his buddy, who I guess is from Hawaii. I mean, he was surfing. He did everything. And if you do it, they're not going to catch you if you don't post about it for the most part. But he couldn't do that. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Armenia was a housekeeper at the Hilton Hawaiian Village, and she's been there for 37 years, but she recently lost her job. But back home, she has 12 family members living with her. And so it's been a struggle to get food on the table. So she's been going to the food shelter, but she's been getting there at 4 a.m. because she cannot afford to not get food. So somebody noticed, like, this woman gets here so early. We open at 10, but she's here at 4. So the community found out, word got out, and everyone started donating food and giving it to her. Now she has over a month's supply of food.
Wow, just because someone noticed, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a great story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's go over to Amy and get that morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a coffee robbery?
What do you call a coffee robbery?
A mugging.
Oh, pretty good.
That was the morning corny.
I forgot to tell you what happened last weekend. I guess it was Saturday. Sometimes I order from Starbucks with the app and they'll just deliver it because I have a Starbucks near my house. And so I ordered some coffee for me, ordered a coffee for Caitlin, and they, I don't know, like 3 minutes into it, it goes, your internet connection is down. You need to reorder. And I was like, oh, man. So then I reordered. Hit me again. Your internet connection is down. You need to reorder. My internet was experiencing sort of difficulty, like raining, storming. So I ordered again. Well, all three went through. And they came at coffee. Different times. I got three deliveries of coffee to my house. I got six coffees. I
hate that.
Yeah. The internet didn't break down. They all got it. They read them. So I got charged for six coffees, and then I was like this all day.
So you drank them all.
Waste not, want not. You know what I mean? Just looking ahead, we have Brett Michaels from Poison. We're going to play a game where you have to name the guitar riff from a famous song. We have the good news countdown coming up. We got a bunch of really good segments on the way. I do like this. Morgan, number two, she's the youngest on the show. She's the head of our digital, and she had come to me many, many months ago and said, I love food. Can we do a segment called Food World? And that's what this is all about right here.
It's time for Food World, num, 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 with Morgan, number two.
If you're a big fan of Sonic's slushies, then you're really going to like this one. They just dropped a Red Bull watermelon slush, and it's here for the summer until August 30th.
I saw the commercial for this, and I thought, that's a good way to drink Red Bull. I don't drink a lot of Red Bull, but I will sometimes. But in a Sonic slush, like if you're going to go hard, you might as well just go.
Not bad.
Love Sonic slushes. And I think the Red Bull works inside of that. Yeah. That's a good one. Anything else about that, Morgan?
No, they have another one, the Red Bull Slush, which is just like a red drink with a slushy.
Yeah.
But the watermelon slush, as people are saying, is like perfect for summer.
I hear that you've hit peak quarantine. What does that mean?
I've purchased a kiddie pool to go in my backyard.
Oh, so you go and lay in the kiddie pool.
Yeah. I finally I was like, how can I make this more fun? So I purchased like a $30 kiddie pool at Target, and now I just lay out in the backyard and hang out in my pool with my dog.
Are you, because you're, Morgan is single, are you on dating apps while in quarantine?
Yeah, I'm still on dating apps. I've talked to a few people on there, and I've gotten to know my neighbors a little bit better. So
to date?
You know, you never know.
No, oh. You may date your neighbor, is that what you're saying?
I mean, there's potential. You just never know. I know them as friends for right now.
Wow. You know what they say, don't poop where you eat.
That's right. They do say that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I dated a guy in college that was my neighbor, and after we broke up, I had to go around this side street to go get to my house so I didn't have to pass his house because he was right across the street. But if I went the other way, my driveway hit it first. So, yeah, it could get awkward. Just heads up.
Yeah, just heads up. We've all been there.
Now time for the good news countdown. I'm your host, Bobby Kasem. Casey Kasem.
These are all just, it's a countdown of just great stories. And here we go at number five.
Number five.
These are just graduation clips here. A mailman in New Hampshire is handing out Dunkin' Donuts gift cards to graduates on his route. He says he feels bad they missed so much of their senior year and wanted to do something to cheer them up.
I think it's sad. It's a hard time that we're going through right now. So I wanted to lift their spirits a little bit. One of them said that next year they're planning on going to college. I forget where. It's nice to hear back from them too. Keep their heads up and keep trucking.
A bakery in Minnesota is giving away hundreds of graduation cakes. Here he is talking about he wanted to do something nice.
It started with me having a crazy idea of supporting our seniors. The kids are losing, I think, some of the best experiences of their life. It found its way onto social media and definitely went from there. Well, we went from just doing my hometown to now we're doing 12 towns / school districts, and it's growing up to a little over 700 cakes.
And then I'll give you one more graduation clip. And some high school band teachers in Texas spent 3 days going to every graduating band member's home just to play them their school's fight song one last time. Here's a clip.
Well, band has been my life for 4 years, so it just means a lot. I feel like I finally got a proper goodbye.
Come on, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
That was number five, all the graduates. All right, moving down the countdown to
number four.
That's right. A dad in Memphis built a stage and threw an elaborate graduation for his daughter. Gabrielle Pierce was devastated. 4 years, all that work. No chance to walk across the stage at Xavier University in Louisiana. Her dad was not going to let that fly, so he threw her a graduation himself. A full stage, presenters, a loudspeaker blaring the graduation march, neighbors lining the streets. Here's the dad and the daughter talking about it.
I went to bed. I woke up middle of the night, and I said, that's it. I'm just going to bring the graduation here.
Did your wife tell you you were crazy?
Yeah, she did say I was crazy.
I was just in awe. I was amazed. I just couldn't believe that a lot of people showed up and people were acknowledging as they drove by, saying congratulations.
Congratulations, Gabby!
If I had to do it all again, I'd probably do it even bigger.
Come on, that's awesome. And here we go on the countdown to number three.
Number three.
A garbage man in Kentucky noticed a 90-year-old woman hadn't put her trash out in a while. I checked in on her. Turned out she'd been low on supplies for a week, didn't have any food, so the sanitation company stepped up, bought her groceries.
I noticed she wasn't out. I knew she was a backdoor server. She's an elderly lady.
But she just didn't have nothing to eat, and so that's why she didn't have any trash to put out there. She has no family, nobody. I said, you do have a family now.
I mean, it was even in a nice neighborhood, so you never know what's going on in your neighbor's house.
Had we not reached out to her, she wasn't reaching out to anyone. So, it taught me, yes, that regardless, check on them. Even if they say, put something on their porch, let them know.
There you go. And at number two on the good news countdown.
Number two.
A 108-year-old woman in New Jersey is now the oldest person in America to beat the virus. Sylvia Goldshaw, 108, is the oldest. She beat it. She was born in 1911, the eldest of four children, and was six when the Spanish flu hit the United States.
Wow.
And now you've been waiting for the number one good news story of the day. Here at number one.
Number one.
A new survey found that we've really come to respect essential workers. 80% of us admire healthcare workers more than we used to. For grocery store workers, 77%. Delivery drivers, postal workers, restaurant workers, all moving way on up. And from all of us, man, you're out there right now, you're putting a lot on the line. You're risking a lot. Healthcare workers, holy crap. I always had a lot of respect for you. Especially the needle part of it. How you can stick a needle into a human every day. But yeah, from all of us, we respect you so much. And that's number one on the good news countdown. Thanks for coming. I'm your host. How do we feel about Bobby Kasem? You like that one?
I like it.
Or that bit?
Do
not,
it.
Not Casey Bones. No, that one's hard to figure.
The first one sounds better.
Roberto Kasem.
Ooh, wait a second. No, the first one.
So Bobby Kasem?
Yeah.
All right, that's your good news countdown. Here is Elaine.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I am calling to see if you will give a shout-out to my brother-in-law, Domingo Montalvo. He got out of the hospital last week after being in there for 40 days with COVID-19. At day 5-ish, the family was told he wasn't going to survive and to prepare for his death. So I just want to see if you would do a shout-out to Domingo. Thanks. I love your show.
Yeah, he made it. Look at this guy. Come on, Domingo.
That's
amazing,
awesome.
Wow. Bud. That's awesome. And thanks for the call, Lane. We appreciate that. Holy crap. Can you imagine that? Being told that? Oof. But he got out. That's good news. Love that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a high school in New Hampshire is doing something so cool for graduation. They are holding it at the top of a mountain, and the students are going to ride the ski lift up, you know, one by one to the top to get their diploma and take a picture. So it's still social distancing and in a really, really cool way.
I've never been on a ski lift. Those things look scary as crap, though, to me. I guess if you grow up around them, it's not a big deal, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think if they're near where there's a ski lift, yeah, then a lot of the kids probably know how to do it. But yeah, I can be a little, I've fallen off one before.
Wait, okay. We'll get back to that. Hold on.
Okay. But
let me say this about the graduation that I think that's fantastic. Anytime that you pivot and you do something that's still cool for everybody, which this sounds like it, it's an unfortunate situation, but I like this. That's one. The second thing is, how'd you fall off a ski lift?
Oh, man, I was trying to get off. So I got on successfully. It was the first year of my marriage. My husband grew up skiing, and he's like, we go every Christmas. This is what we do. And I was okay at it, but not great. And he just kind of got off the ski lift like it wasn't no thing. And I was still sitting there on the chair, and I forgot to get off. And so I had to kind of just jump and leap, and then I fell and hit the ground. Like, it wasn't the smartest thing. I probably should have just ridden the thing back around, but that would have been so embarrassing.
Well, I thought you were up high on it, how you kind of pitched that at us. I was like, I fell off a ski lift. I didn't know.
Oh, well, I did like have to like jump and fall off and land it. Like, it wasn't graceful and it was embarrassing, but oh, that would be terrible if I fell off from high up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what else you got?
Terrible. So Tara Reid is being considered for the role of Carol Baskin in the live action movie of the docuseries Tiger King.
Fine. Okay. Obviously, they're not going to get big actors or actresses if they're considering Tara Reid. Like, it's a low budget thing. So, but good for her. She could probably use the work.
Tara thinks she's a good pick because she loves Tiger King. She found the documentary extremely interesting, and she could really get into the character of Carol easily.
Yeah, probably almost there already. All right, what else you got?
So drive-in theaters are making a comeback. People spending more time reading and doing puzzles, baking, cooking, all kind of the new normal right now. And now we can add roller skating to the list of things that are making a comeback. In fact, roller skating is so popular right now that skates are sold out everywhere online. So I just thought that's kind of fun. I need to maybe start doing that a little more. I go to the roller rink for my kids. Like, they love to go there, but I don't know when those will open back up. So maybe we just start skating at home.
Well, if I could make a suggestion, you just talked about falling out of a lift. You're known by us as to be a tad bit clumsy. You may tear something in roller skates.
No, but I'm good.
Okay.
Like, I can even,
I would
like,
be scared for me to get on roller skates because things just don't heal up as fast anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
But hey, you do you, but I bet
you... Do you have roller blades, anything like that?
No. Yeah, they're in my closet next to my pogs.
Okay, well, I don't know. I can see your girlfriend, Caitlin, being very into something like this, so I wouldn't put it past you if y'all end up roller skating or rollerblading soon.
She's more into trying to learn how to play golf and play basketball and... More than roller skating.
Okay.
What?
Well, she might get into it. I'm saying, it sounds like she's getting into learning your sport so she can spend time with you.
Nope. She wants to play golf because her dad plays golf. And I was like, I'm going to go to the driving range. She's like, I would like to go. So I bought her a set of golf clubs. It wasn't about me. She just was like, I would like to, when we go back home for Thanksgiving or Christmas and they play golf, I would like to know how to play. So I said, all right, cool.
Oh, I love that.
So take it back.
I thought she was. Wait,
take it back.
That's
Amy's pile.
I thought she
that's
was
it.
Trying to pick
close
up
it up.
A
that's
sport
it. Close
to
it
hang
up.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
All right, let's hear from Casey.
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio. And I'd like to ask for a shout-out to Amy Sterna for her continued motivation and support during these trying times. Amy introduced me to the show and started teaching me to fight, grind, and repeat before I read your books. She taught me that it was okay to fail until I don't, and without this friendship, I don't know where I would be today. Amy is a daily listener to your podcast and would love to hear from you. Thank you for what you do. Have a great day.
I always love people to call in prepared. I feel like either Casey really wanted to read that right for Amy, or Amy was holding him hostage.
She's right there next to him.
Well, one of the
I didn't
two
think
things.
About that.
One
yeah.
of the two things happening there. But Amy,
they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Amy, thank you for listening, and we're shouting you out here too. And yeah, thanks for that fight, grind, repeat shout out. You know, my second book is called Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. And all it is, that's the three things that I do. You know, the fight is just seeing what it is you have to do and kind of stepping in the ring and starting it. And the grind is over and over doing all those things that no one sees you doing, that you aren't celebrated for, and doing them right because there is no praise. And then repeat is, well, when it doesn't work out the first time, you fight and you grind again. So I appreciate that. Check out that book too. It's called Fail Until You Don't. If you have some extra time, you're quarantining, hit that up. I had a friend ask me yesterday, what's the one song that reminds me of childhood? That's such a big question because there's a lot of childhood. But I said it was John Anderson swinging.
Ooh.
Just because it's what came to mind first. This is old country. This is probably 80s. And my grandma was a big John Anderson fan. And I just remember always being outside, and she had this John Anderson tape, and she had one of those boombox type things, but the front of the tape deck was broken off, so you just put the tape in there. And
yeah, the plastic part that held the tape. Mm-hmm.
It's gone. And it would just play this John Anderson tape. And all the time. So, hey, play that again, Raimundo.
And we were swinging.
Wow, dude. Swinging. 82.
Yeah. So, I mean, I must have been hearing it later on then. But that was kind of her deal. She's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in this swing. It's the swinging.
You know who does a good John Anderson?
Jake Owen. Yeah. Well, and I thought about, because then I was like, Garth was like my teenage. But this was the song that I thought of first. So mine is John Anderson swinging. Amy, what about you? The song, when I just say it, what reminds you of your childhood?
Oh, for sure. Kokomo, the Beach Boys.
Nice.
Why this?
Me, my sister, my cousins. There was a Christmas that my cousin got like drums and I got a microphone and we were all at my grandma's. And so we all got together and formed a band and put on Hawaiian type clothes and leis and stuff. And we performed Kokomo for our family. And it just makes me, sums up my childhood with my cousins.
This reminds me of Full House.
Yeah.
When the Beach Boys drummer goes down, but Uncle Jesse is there to fill in, and he plays the drums for them, and the whole family gets to go meet them.
That too, probably. Yeah,
Damn, that's a good one. Eddie, what about you?
Oh, I'm going to have to take it back, and this is, you don't know this band, but this is La Charanga by Fandango USA. This screams my childhood. See, my dad, he didn't like music. Like, he hated music.
Period?
Period. He still doesn't really care for music, but he loved this song and played it all the time. Dude, it's a jam.
What about this song?
It's just this. This is a song that we heard all the time. It was a local band, I think. They lived in the area, and this song, like, just jammed all the time in my house. My dad, he'd have a few beers and just turn it up in the house over and over. Wait till the breakdown. Check it out. Hey, this is my childhood right here.
That's funny. Does it make you feel that way a little bit?
I just got tingle in my heart right now.
Lunchbox, what song reminds you of your childhood?
Hangin' Tough by New Kids on the Block. My brother and sister loved New Kids on the Block. So every time we got in the car to go anywhere, they made my parents put in the tape and play Hangin' Tough. So I heard it 10,000 times. Hangin' Tough, every car ride.
I like New Kids too when I was a kid, but I was the only boy that would admit it.
Oh, my brother
loved
them. We
never admitted that.
I was in like third or fourth grade, and I was like, and I had a button that said New Kids, and I got pounded for wearing that button. I stopped wearing the button. It's like a pin.
Yeah.
Because I think I was the only boy who would, because everybody liked the songs, but no one would be like, I like New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. NKOB?
NKOTB.
Oh, that's
New Kids on the Block. Yeah. Come on. Hang it tough. Yeah. Come on. Hang it tough. Oh, yeah. Hang it tough. One more time.
You're rock and dope. Hang it tough. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Hey, you go to Facebook. Tell us what song reminds you of your childhood. Just go to Facebook and search Bobby Bones Show. We'd love to hear it. That'd be cool. I'll play you a famous guitar riff. You just have to name the song. For example, because we're going to talk to him later, Brett Michaels, the lead singer of Poison, is going to be on in about 15 minutes. Here is Every Rose Has Its Thorn, the guitar part.
Ooh, that's tough.
It's tough. It's just the kind of the chords.
Yeah.
Would you get, Amy, would you get that just from that?
I think so, yeah.
It'd be like,
we'd both lie silent awake in the still of the night.
Is that Poison singing?
Although we both lie close together, we are miles apart inside. Was it something I did or was it something I said? Did my words not come out right?
Come on.
Oh, I try not to hurt you. Oh, I try. I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Every night has its dawn. Every Angry Cowboy. It's a sad, sad song. Come on. Every rose has its thorn. Drums!
Come on!
I didn't even know that was the right place to go in.
You nailed it.
Well, look at us. Well, anyway, we're playing a game.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Yeah. You hit the imaging out of there.
We're done.
Let me get a drink of water. I kind of blew my voice doing it. All right. I'll play you a famous guitar riff. Name the song. Lunchbox and Amy and Eddie, are you ready to go? Write your answer
ready.
Down. Here
ready.
Is the first one. All right. Amy, you're up first. Can you name that song?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Lunchbox?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Eddie?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Here it is.
One, two, three.
Come on.
Sweet Home Alabama. There it is. Nice, Charlotte. Turn it up. I sing over all of them and just annoy all of our listeners. All right, next one up. Can you identify this famous guitar riff? Can you name it? Amy, you're up first. Name that famous.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Correct. Lunchbox?
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Eddie?
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Dead. Nirvana. All right, write your answers down. Here we go. The next one. Right, 5 seconds. Ooh. All right, pins up. Amy, what do you have?
Beat It.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
You thought you got it wrong?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I don't know.
Lunchbox?
Danger Zone.
Ooh, it does kind of sound like that from back in the day, but that's not it. Eddie?
I have Beat It.
Beat It from Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And didn't Slash play that?
Eddie Van Halen.
Ah, crap.
Close.
Is that right? What did Slash play? The Michael Jackson song Slash play?
I don't know.
I should know this.
You can always have Mike Google it.
I teach music school.
We do. We should know this.
Hey, Mike, let me know what Slash played. Dang. I knew somebody famous played it.
Van Halen.
All right, next up. Here we go. Amy, what?
I lost it because it switched. It went from something else to very different.
Do you want to hit it? Can we hit it one more time, Eddie?
Yeah, absolutely.
The beginning?
Yeah. Here it is.
Yeah. Kick it.
Oh, she's got it.
This is what happens in her brain for everybody at home. We're all getting an inside peek of Amy's brain right now.
All right, here we go, Amy.
Walk this way!
Yes! You got there!
She followed the cheese all the way to the end of the maze. Wow.
I got there.
Walked this way. Wow.
See, for some of us, it just takes a little longer, but we get there.
You sang the whole song without singing one lyric. Yeah. It was amazing.
Zibba, zibba, zibba. Come on, pickle, 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 pickle. Yeah. Eddie, did you have Walk This Way?
I had Walk This Way, yeah.
By the way, Slash played on like 5 Michael Jackson songs, but the one I was thinking was Black or White.
Okay.
Don't think about my baby. It don't matter if you're black or white. Yeah, there it is. Good. All right, let's do another one. One more. All right. Amy?
Back in Black.
Wow, she got it, Back in
How
Black.
How on earth did you get that?
Yeah, Eddie, you know it?
Yeah, Back in Black.
Back in Black!
I'm going to blow my voice like
that. Yeah, don't do it.
I'm already struggling right now from that poison thing. All right, let's do one more.
Do you know that?
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
But no. We will rock you.
No. Eddie for the win?
Mm. Yeah, sorry, Amy. I have that. That's Iron Man. Oh.
Ozzy?
Yeah.
All
Black,
right.
Black Sabbath, but yeah, Ozzy's the lead singer of that. Good job. Amy, you did well. You didn't win, but she did pretty good.
Really well.
Yeah, Eddie, you are the winner, though.
Yeah, come on!
The big loser this game, though, was my voice.
Oh.
Yes. What did you think I was going to say?
Lunchbox.
Oh, no, it wasn't my voice. All right,
no,
there you go.
Now. Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brett Michaels.
Here he is. A guy I love hanging out with. A guy I love being around. It's been cool for me to get to know him a little bit. Brett Michaels is on here. What up, dude? Come on.
I'm doing awesome. It is great to see you, man. Great to see you.
I guess you're in your... Is that your music room? Because I see just nonstop gold and platinum stuff around you.
It is indeed. It's the office room going into the studio, and I thought this might be kind of fun for us to hang out in here. And I just wanted to say to you too, I had the bat. Hold on, I'm going way back here. I brought the bat. I said I'm ready to go in whenever you put me back in. We're gonna whoop them again. It's right here. I've been waiting.
Here's the thing about Brett is that we did a charity softball game, and Brett shows up in some tight jeans and some boots, and I'm like, all right, Brett Michaels going to try to play softball with us, and then he gets out, and he's the best player on the entire – on both sides. He's a better athlete than anyone that was playing that day. Brett, were you an athlete growing up?
I will say this. I absolutely love sports, and not just love playing sports, but an absolute diehard sports fanatic. All the games and everything. And that day was so awesome. We showed up. You were a champ. We raised a lot of money. And I think it's the first time in a long time that the iHeart had won, if I'm not mistaken.
We brought it back. We brought it back home. Brett, right, we brought it back home.
Yeah.
Hey, Brett, I was going to tell you, the first song I ever learned on guitar, and you may have heard this from 10 million people, was Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Do people tell you that all the time?
You know what? I'm just good. Yes, they do. But you want to know something? I'm glad that it's the first song. That song, when I wrote that thing, I was sitting in a laundromat, Dallas, Texas, and we're playing as Poison. Got my heart broken. Made that infamous phone call to my girlfriend at the time, and then I heard another guy's voice in the background that wasn't mine. And so heartbreak led to that song, and then I just sat there on the acoustic guitar and played it, and I'm glad a lot of people either could relate or picked up the guitar and jammed to it.
I love that song. Sometimes if we're playing a show and we're just going to play like a favorite song that the crowd knows, it's crazy that the crowd, it doesn't matter how old the person is. There can be a 17-year-old and they sing all the words to Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Thank you. It's a good feeling when your music, and I say this aside from everything else, it's an awesome feeling when your music withstands that test of time. That's a good day.
I want to ask you a little bit, too, because I saw you were the banana on The Masked Singer. When
Indeed.
They call you and go, hey, we'd like you to be on The Masked Singer, how secretive does it get immediately?
It was secretive right from the get-go. And what I mean by that is even when they come to pick you up at the house, you're covered head to toe. It's like a Darth Vader outfit. No one sees you. No one knows you. I walked by 50 people I knew getting to the stage, walking to the trailer, doing whatever. I know people that were out rigging lights I had just seen on the road, and they had no clue it was me, down to the ankles. You're down to your ankles covered. And they keep it Secret Service. There may be about, besides a couple family members, there might be maybe five, if you're lucky, eight people that actually know who you are on that entire stage.
Did you have any say as to what your costume was and why the banana choice?
Couple things happened. Number one, yes, you do have a say so. And the first thing I put together was this sort of predator pirate kind of look. And they were really good at saying that's going to be real obvious. And I think people are going to figure it out way too quick as there's something else. And I said, what about if I mix a little hint of my, I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so a little hint of the yellow, the black, and the gold, little Steelers, Pirates, Penguins,
And then just keep it banana being a diabetic. It's one of the things on my rider. In fact, when we were playing ball that day, it's one of the things I had with me, give me a little extra boost, a little extra energy.
Oh, so now it all makes sense. It was a legitimate reason. And now I was kind of laughing. That's a great reason that you can actually eat a banana being a diabetic. All right, well, I apologize for giggling at the banana. I thought it was like a wiener thing. I'll be honest with you.
It was a wiener thing mixed in with the banana. It was a double whammy.
Brett Michaels, you may know from Poison, is on with us right now. He's got a book out. Now, it's called Autoscrapography. Tell me about this book, Brett.
Very simple. I tried to do something that was an autobiographical. It was an autobiographical kind of a scrapbook diary of my life. And what happened is I did it in volumes, a zillion photos. I dug everything up from birth to standing here right now talking with you, went through everything. It's even as recent up to being on Masked Singer. I talk about the new. It has a brand new opening. I wrote it the last moment. I hand wrote every story in here, and I started volume one with a ton of stories that people don't know. In other words, rather than just grabbing, they have a Brett Michaels behind the music, a Poison behind the music. We just did a big interview, with Dan Rather. There's a lot of stuff that's in there. But what I did is I broke the songs down in tentacles. I started telling people when I was 16 years old, I negotiated for my life at gunpoint with my band members. We got held up at gunpoint, and I literally got calm and negotiated for our life. The true story, almost drowned in Caracas, Venezuela. Never told anyone that story. And what's weird is I go back through there, and there's all these old Polaroids and pictures. So I hand wrote them all. I take a white piece of paper, blank piece of paper, scotch tape it on there, write out the story, and a lot of those are right in the book. So it's a real, the book, the stories are alive and real and coming from my moment of impact.
You can get Autoscrapography at shopbrettmichaels.com, shopbrettmichaels.com. Yep. Man, I have a couple more questions for you, if you can. You okay with that?
I love hanging with you. I'm like, I'm ready to go. That day, those days we played ball, man, the best days ever. Got to hang in the studio. I'm right here.
All right. Just want to make, you're a superstar. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No.
You know?
Okay. No, we're just friends hanging out, talking life right now.
All right. Let me ask you about your tour bus, because I saw back, it was months ago, where you had your tour bus for sale online. Did anyone ever buy that?
Yeah, here's what happened. We put up the bus. I've gotten 14, and we customized it. And I'm an RV guy. If you ever seen the Travel Channel, I did that show, Rock My RV. I said I wanted to show my mechanical side. I've been camping and RVing since I've been born. And so we'd rip them apart, make them great for people. A lot of people going to sporting events, going to the outdoors. And so we custom built this one out with Integra, and they did an amazing job with the Aspire. And we put it up for sale. And this is a true story. Right as they purchased it, and then we went into the coronavirus and things, no one knew where the economy was going. And so I just said, let them wait. Let's not do this. And then we'll come back and finish it when everyone's back, when everyone's truthfully back on their feet again, not just the physically and emotionally and medically, but financially, make sure they're good.
Dang. So where's the tour bus sitting right now? At a barn somewhere?
No barn. It's out in Phoenix, Arizona. And we have it, and it's here and ready to go at the ranch.
What's the biggest crowd that you remember playing to?
Well, a lot of them. I mean, we can go all the way back. I'll take it all the way back to, like, I Won't Forget You. Then we were doing the stadiums like Texas Stadium, Texas Jam, Oakland Stadium, and then Castle Donington and outside of London. Huge. And one of the biggest ones, truthfully, this last year being out at Stagecoach before the virus with Luke Bryan and Cole Swindle and doing Stagecoach. And then we did Hometown Rising in Louisville, Kentucky. And that was huge. And just, can I say this? Amazingly great time. Some of the best times of my life, but I spend the day there, as you know, with me, like playing ball. I get into it. I spend it hanging out with the fans, having a great time. Went up and watched all the other bands because I'm still a major fan of music myself.
All right, I have one more for you. By the way, Brett Michaels is on with us. If you fill out paperwork, like you have to go to the doctor, you have to fill out like an insurance thing, and it lists occupation, do you put rock star? What do you put?
I've... I put musician, mostly musician, slash occasional crazy reality TV guy, father.
Are people...
Surviving father.
Are they recognizing you more? You bring that up, Rock of Love. Are they recognizing you more from your music or from the TV show now?
I think it's all kind of, at this point, it's become one big combination of everything. I think people know with me, I'm a 1,000% guy. I feel grateful, a lot of gratitude, and blessed to be able to do what I love to do. But just like the book, writing the book, reality TV, it's all stuff, honestly, Bobby, that I go in, I create, and we go make it happen. In other words, it's stuff you go in, you're passionate about, I put that passion in. And then, you know, whether it's reality TV, music, I pick my guitar up and walk around all the time just playing music. Some of it works and, you know, some of it's just for fun. And I do it with these things we call the Find Your Groove sessions. People can check that out. I think it's pretty raw and interesting.
All right. Auto Scrapography. You get it at shopbrettmichaels.com. It's a ton of stories from his life, a lot you haven't heard, a lot of cool pictures. Hey, I'm a big fan. I love talking with you. I appreciate the time, Brett.
A big fan myself. Bobby, it's great to see you, and I hope to see you soon when all this is good. Please stay safe and healthy, you and Scoob, Steve, Amy, everybody.
All right, you too, bud. See you soon. There he is, Brett Michaels, everybody.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on.
See you, Brett.
Bye-bye.
A couple weeks ago, somebody just went up to Amy's house and said, I'd like to buy it. Her house wasn't even on the market, and she was like, this is a scam. Turns out it wasn't a scam. Smash cut. They bought the house. Amy's got to move. And they paid way above market value. So Amy's like, well, we didn't really want to move, but if they're going to pay that much, we'll take it. So here we are. Amy's been looking for a house. What's been the update?
Well, we have been looking far and wide, and I think we narrowed it down and we found one that we put a bid on. So just waiting to hear back. I don't know for sure. I don't want to get too excited because... what if they don't accept it or they got a different one that's better? And I don't want to end up in a battle or anything. So we're just waiting to hear back, but we could have a new home to go to, which is super close to my dad's. Like, I'm pumped about that. I think I could walk to his place. I really could.
Wow.
So that's amazing. And I have a question, though, about when we were looking at it. We've been looking at a lot of houses, but ironically, it was this house in particular that we ended up putting a bid on. That my husband really had to go pee, and we're there looking, and I just told him to wait. And he's like, no, I really have to, I just have to go pee, like really quick. Can I just use the bathroom here? And I thought, no, I don't think that you're allowed to use the bathroom at houses that you're looking at. It's just not cool. So he was irritated, but he held it, but I didn't know what is protocol.
What's interesting, I've peed in a house I've been looking at before.
Sure.
I don't think...
okay.
I think if the plumbing works and you can wash your hands, you can pee there.
You're assuming it works.
Yeah, but I think if you're in the house, you know, right? Like, they have it going. Yeah,
flush it. Test it.
Just in general, if you have to pee and you're already in the house, you can get in the bathroom, no problem. You can pee. I would say you can't do the other one if you're looking at the house.
But what about, like, test driving the house?
I get it. And if it's an emergency, all bets are off.
Okay.
If you really have to go and there's a bathroom, I don't care what the situation is. You just have to go and you'll deal with the repercussions later. But I would say if it's not, I'm about to go in my pants. You pee? But you probably shouldn't poop because it's going to leave a smell if someone goes back into the bathroom looking. If it, you know.
Yeah, no, that is not, that's not happening. But the peeing he thought was innocent, and I think he was annoyed at me that I wasn't allowing it. But, okay, so I should have let him pee.
Would you have rather him went in the backyard of the house and peed or the bathroom?
No, there's neighbors. What if that's the house we, okay, it is. Actually, that's the one that we ended up liking. But then what if the sellers end up talking to their neighbors and they're like, yeah, we got a bid on our house. Like, we don't know if we're going to accept the offer. And then they're like, oh, was it the guy that was peeing back there?
And you're like, yeah, that's what humans do. But he wasn't pooping back there. He's just peeing.
No.
I say that that's okay to pee in the house. If it's a working house. You probably shouldn't go number two, but if it's an emergency, you go. No, I'm saying, but if it's an emergency, you just go. It's like if someone's at the house working on my internet. If he has to really go, deal with me later. Yeah. If you have to pee, go for it. I'd rather you not hit the number two. I have a special bathroom even that I do that in for the most part. But I think you were wrong, Amy, if you don't mind me saying that.
Oh, no, I can accept that I was wrong. Now I know. I mean, who knows? We may not get this house. We might continue looking. And now I'll tell him, go ahead, pee in every toilet.
And he didn't go.
He didn't. No,
no, he didn't. Because he thought, I convinced him that it was so wrong. I convinced him that's not allowed. We can't do that. And he didn't want to bring it up to our realtor because he thought that was awkward. So, you know, my husband, he doesn't like talking about this kind of stuff. He's probably going to be annoyed I brought it up on the air, but whatever.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a man out hiking in California. He's hiking through the mountains, and there's this little space of water. He's like, oh, I can cross that water, no problem. It's not going very fast, so he starts walking across the water. All of a sudden, he gets swept into a whirlpool, and he can't get out. He's just going around and around. He's going to drown. Luckily, there was an off-duty officer in that area, and he knew how to do rescue. Grabs a stick, a rope, puts the stick in the ground, throws in the rope, and pulls him to safety.
Dang. That water, man, that it doesn't take much.
Mm-mm.
It don't take much.
But I know I love you.
Well,
that song?
Yeah, that was. I was like, it don't take much. Yeah, yeah. That when I did Running Wild with Bear Grylls, we had a big stick, and we had to cross a river, but you don't cross your legs. Like you have to always keep a wide base, and only like if your legs are spread, let's say like a V,
mm-hmm.
right? You take the left side of the V and just go more left with it and like shuffle your feet. Because as soon as you cross your feet, boom, the water takes you back.
Oh, interesting.
And you tie a rope to your waist and the other person holds it, because if it does shoot you downstream, him holding the rope as you go across by yourself, it pushes you to the side of the river.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the rope. Okay. Yeah, crazy.
Good. Hey, good tip. Good to know.
In case you're ever in a running river.
So you don't walk through the river, you shuffle.
You shuffle with us and use that stick to lean forward and make a tripod, basically, of your body and the stick. So, but good thing this guy saw him. All right, Lunchbox, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy, what's going on today?
Well, hopefully we hear back about this said house situation. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, I don't know, figure out now how to occupy my kids now that it's summer.
Yeah,
I guess their week. This is their week off. But I may come up with a fun activity, like let's clean out our rooms and get rid of all the stuff we don't use
amazing.
Anymore before we move.
Love vacation.
Best game ever.
I know. What about you?
Well, I was going to go and hit some golf balls today, but it's going to rain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I had hit up a guy to be like, hey, come on out and evaluate the old swing. I can tell you which guy, but just saying.
Oh my gosh. Is this someone like really good?
Who knows? But it's raining, so I don't think I'm going to be able to. But, yeah, that's the deal. I don't know what I'm going to do at this point. Maybe play some PlayStation. I haven't played in, like, 5 days, and finally, I think I'm ready to get back in.
Yeah, I might need to take a break.
Oh, you've been playing a lot?
I've been playing a little too much.
Basketball?
No, Call of Duty.
I haven't touched Call of Duty.
Yeah, they just set you up with these goals that you have to get, and I'm just trying so hard to get all these goals, and next thing you know, it's 4 hours later. I need to stop.
Are you playing with your kids?
Nope. Mm. No, this is after everyone goes to bed.
Are you getting good?
Pretty good. Yeah, man. I can hang with all the boys. Now there aren't people talking crap to me on those headphones.
Oh, that's all they do to me. They're all like 9. Like, you suck. Tomorrow on the show, I think we're going to have John Taffer from Bar Rescue. We're going to have Brothers Osborne, so be sure to check that out. Just glad you're with us. Thanks for being our friends. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.